So good afternoon. Hope you all are having a good time in New Orleans while you're learning and playing in particular. So we're going to tell you a little bit of our story and our journey over the last 3.5 years to move the New Orleans Health Department to one that is working to be one of the healthiest in the nation. I have nothing to disclose. We're going to show you our video from the year that we won the Roadmaps to Health / Culture of Health Prize now.
Winning the Roadmaps to Health Prize is a validation of the work that we have done as a community for the last many years since Hurricane Katrina. And it's given us a new energy to continue this work that we're doing so that by 2018 we are the health city that we want to be. Hurricane Katrina exposed the problems we have in the community, and the storm was an opportunity because it created a vacuum in all of our sectors and gave us a chance then to rush into that vacuum and create a new and better way that would improve the health of the population. The centerpiece of our work is an ambitious plan to assure that everyone has access to food and physically. FitNola is our collective goal as a community to be one of the most fit cities in the U.S. by 2018, which is New Orleans' 300th anniversary. The Fresh Food Retailers is a perfect example of a public-private partnership meant to improve health. It is a project that has been bringing grocery stores, communities that are typically in food deserts. The Circle Food Store is in a neighborhood that's the 7th of May. It flooded in Hurricane Katrina and it's taken 7 years to pull together the right financing to reopen it.
Without the Circle Food Store, this whole area, especially in the 7th Ward, wouldn't be a food desert. It is a food desert. And people have to travel miles around to go to get their healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables.
This notion of a public-private partnership is one that we have brought to life in New Orleans.
One of the things that Katrina taught us is that none of us can do it alone. We have to work together. And these public-private partnerships are allowing us to learn from each other, are allowing us to help our city and help our state with more resources. And at the end of the day, it's a win for all of us.
We're also working with our business partners to rebuild an underserved community so that everyone can have access to health. New Orleans was flooded pretty heavily from Hurricane Katrina. And right in that space is a regional park that has been refurbished through a public-private partnership to create 40 venues in that community and let families exercise and play in that park. Around the corner is the new library, which is a spectacular facility, brand new, and always full of kids doing their homework and reading. There's a brand new police station, and then just down the road is the new hospital. Those are all the sort of many parts that are critical for our community. A key partner for us is the school system, and we're working together to make sure that kids learn healthy habits that last a lifetime.
The other school yard exists to change the way children eat, learn, and live. It's in the garden that the kids really learn where food comes from. And that's a really important lesson because most urban kids don't know where food comes from besides the grocery store. We're blessed with a wonderful teaching kitchen that we're able to use for all of our kindergarten through 8th grade students at Samuel J. Meade Charter School.
So, lots of changes since that video. Lots of wonderful new things have happened since then, some successes that we'll talk about in this. But some of the objectives that we're going to have is the recent demographic shifts that are happening in New Orleans, the transformation of the health department, concrete examples of activities that we've put in place to improve community health in New Orleans and identify ways that the county health rankings support our local health department's efforts to promote population health. So the mission, of course, of the New Orleans Health Department is to protect, promote, and improve the health of all where we live, learn, work, and play. Key facts about the health department now, we're about 75 FTEs total, plus 7 fellows and interns that do a lot of work for us. So I would encourage any local department, if you need help and you're trying to get some projects off the ground, please look for interns and fellows to help you do that. They are smart, anxious, you know, and really motivated to do great work. And finally, in 2014, we became an accredited health department. So some of the population shifts that have happened in New Orleans, if you look at our census from 1990 all the way through 2010, which is now 5 years out from Katrina where we are climbing steadily back up to where we are at 378,000 people, which, you know, we were declining prior to Katrina, so that's nothing new. But, of course, after Katrina, big drop in population and has slowly begun to rebuild that back. Demographics for us now as compared to 2000, we have had a shift in population in terms of our African-American population to our Caucasian population, have had an increase in Hispanic, but immediately after Katrina, that percentage seemed to be a lot higher than what it is now, but it's starting to stabilize out a little bit. And as far as county health rankings for us, we're 47th out of 64 counties within Louisiana. Things of particular interest is our rate of poverty at 27%. Our rate of uninsured on here says 23%, but actually last year, after the enrollment of the marketplace and a lot of work done through the health department to make sure we collaborated with partners, the New York Times reported that we had brought that rate down to 16% in our city, and that is without the expansion of Medicaid. So that was really about getting boots on the ground, work out, you know, just getting people out and getting people registered for the marketplace, and we are back doing it again this year and hopefully can drop it some more. So our recent transformation, Katrina recovery, there were some things that were going on right after Katrina. So we're looking at the cost of the clinic operations that we had. Prior to the storm, we had 10 clinics operating throughout the city. After the storm, we reopened 3 clinics. And what came from the storm, which was for us a good thing, was an emergence of privately operated community health centers. These were located in the neighborhoods, were providing quality services and care, and really were in the better choice for our citizens than our own health city clinics, which we just did not have the money or the capacity to run. The city at that point in time faced dire systemic and financial challenges, you know, coming back and attempting to rebuild a city. You know, you would say we had lots of funds coming in through FEMA and those places, but the red tape and the barriers that go along with trying to do that is, you know, how do you do it? It took a lot and took people having a learning curve to understand what needed to happen. And, you know, as time went on, people became experts in how to do that. So, you know, I would never wish this on anyone, but if you do have a natural disaster, call on some New Orleanians who worked through that process to understand what to do, because it is not an easy process to work your way through. Our Healthy Start and Ryan Wright programs worked out of the mayor's office. Environmental health was a big issue in terms of the fact that there became an effort to concentrate strictly on blight. The number of homes destroyed after Katrina was over 350,000 homes. So when you look at that number and what was going on in our communities, the call to get those homes cleaned up, you know, to get them literally emptied out, became the rallying call for this city. And so all efforts were put towards the blight issue, instead of looking at those basic environmental health issues that cities usually look at. So big focus went to that. Our health care for the homeless program at that time was under HRSA review, and our state had decided to close state-operated WIC clinics, And so the city of New Orleans, which operated WIC clinics, was also at that time contemplating whether or not we wanted to stay in that business. And we sort of had to decide, yes, we have to stay in this business now. We couldn't let it go, which fit right in with what we wanted to do because, you know, as we started to transform ourselves and move out of the clinic situations, we understood that we still needed a mechanism to touch families. And WIC and Healthy Start, those are programs that you can do that. And we looked at our clinics and looked at our WIC centers as ways for us to continue that access. So in 2010, we had new leadership. Mayor Landrieu came in. Dr. Karen DeSalvo was appointed the health commissioner. As most of you probably know now, she is the acting assistant director, secretary of health for our nation. So she has moved on to Washington, D.C., and has taken her maverick attitude up there. I fully expect to see a lot of the things that happen here in New Orleans happening on a nation's level. And then we made a commitment to modernizing the health department to really address public health challenges and less direct services. So we worked to identify quality, affordable alternative providers for health care. We set transition deadlines. Communicated with our stakeholders what we wanted to do and what we were looking to do. And many of them, when we met with them, would say, oh, yeah, go ahead, try that. You know, when we talk to people about clinic reductions, you know, they say, oh, it took us 6 years, 7 years. We wanted to do it in a year. And they thought we were crazy, but we moved on. So we reduced our FTEs for direct services by 35. But we wanted to measure what happened with our clients and our patients. And what we were able to determine is over 98% of them moved to other, more quality care within 6 months or 9 months of when we actually made the transition. And this saved the general fund for the city over $4 million in costs over the future years. We didn't do it alone. We had lots of partners on a local level. We had partners on a national level and on a state level who supported this idea of us moving from the mechanisms that we had done before into a true public health system. So the plan included looking at internal management issues, looking at our external relationships, and also looking at new program areas. So instead of running clinics, we decided that we would focus on violence prevention, behavioral health, chronic diseases, access to health care, performance management, and then community health improvement in particular, so that we would have our steps on where we needed to go. And finally, as always for New Orleans, and it should be for any local health department, emergency preparedness. So we started off with looking at our values and how do we change that. The value for this city is to facilitate, link, and leverage. Nobody does anything alone in the city. It is always with partners and people to make it happen. And rebranding our department and what should it look like going forward. So we didn't do this in terms of just starting with a community health assessment. We sort of knew what some of those problems would be and where we needed to go. And so the work started as we were rebuilding the plane. You know, you can't just stop and wait and assess and figure it out. You got to keep going. So we looked at all the areas that our partners thought were important. We matched that to what we thought was important and then went out and created plans to work in. So one example is Fitnola. And this was the mayor's initiative for us to become one of the top 10 fittest cities by 2018. So, you know, we dream big. We are not going to dream and just say, oh, we want to do this. We may or may not make that goal, but we're going to do everything we can to try. We are a Let's Move City and joined that campaign in 2011 and then held community convenings around that Fitnola partnership. It began as a childhood obesity program for people to rally around that, and we thought we'd have, you know, maybe 40, 50 people show up. We had over 200 show up to work on this issue. And as we began working on childhood obesity, realized that, you know, the lens for this city was not just about the childhood obesity problem. It was really about activity and movement and nutrition in general. These are all of our Fitnola partners, and people from every type of organization that you can imagine who wanted to be part of what we were doing. The progress is in policies. We have complete street policies. We have healthy vending policies now, a business assessment toolkit, school policy assessments that we go out to do, 100 bike lanes now, safe routes to school projects, breastfeeding promotion and lactation rooms in City Hall and other places. Expanded the farmers market, and basically enhance programming for Fitnola Parks and Playgrounds. So we look for grants that, while they don't sit under our the health department totally, we find our partners and find the right grants for them to keep the project moving. So the hallmarks is that it's community-driven priorities. It has leadership commitment from the top. The partnerships are extremely important. It's a multi-sector approach, and we have the role as the trusted convener. No one looks at us to do all of the work, but they do look at us to make sure that the work continues. So the county health rankings for us, as we know, are relative to what's going on in the entire state, but we use that as our gauge to see whether or not we are making those improvements. And then for us, as we're looking at that, of course, we've come from 60 in the 60s, right, and now we're moving up into the 50s, and we hope that that trend just continues up for us. This is a picture of this award-winning accredited health team after we finished our accreditation visit, and we were so excited and so proud and would recommend that process to anyone who is trying to figure out how to make your department more functional and promote the quality that you should have. Thank you.